What's happening? It's Contrast Uncut, episode 22. I got the Princess of Compton. I mean, she's an amazing artist, a wonderful person. We've been chopping it up for a minute. I couldn't even pull out my thing to start recording. You feel me? But I got Asia in the building. What's happening?
What's the deal, bro?
Man, you know, slow motion. Can't call it. How's your day going?
It's good now. You can pull it up, smoke me out. Chilling with good conversation, man. I'm about to get my day started.
Man, 420?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's always 420. I mean, that's off the record. You know what?
Always big 420.
Man. But you know what? Let me start this off with a quote. Always remember your focus determines your reality. George Lucas. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that one more time because, you know, I said that a little fast and people be listening slow. So, always remember your focus determines your reality. George Lucas. You know, the cat that created Star Wars and all that.
Yeah.
What does that say to you? What's the first thing come to your mind?
Like I was saying earlier, you get what you put in. You know what I'm saying? So, if you focus on negativity, if you focus on negative outcomes, that's what you're going to get 9 times out of 10. So you got to, like, put your mind in perspective that you're winning regardless. Like, we was just talking about that. It's always a lesson in the F. That's just how I take it. So focus on the wins, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, someone said to me a long time ago, if we teach our kids to be good or to be great at what they're good at and not focus on the shit that they got problems with, they would have a better chance at life.
Exactly.
And so it's crazy how we older and we doing the shit now.
Man, I'm mad that I even, like, learned that I wanted to do music later on. Not to blame nobody, but I'm just saying, like, if I was focused on music a long time ago, I feel like I'd be, like, way further than where I'm at.
But, you know, like, I be feeling like back in the day, if I would have got on or did something back then, I was popping pills. I was, like, really living life to a party standard in the streets. So I was like, you know, I would have fucked off my money.
Okay, I feel you.
Like, but
I don't know. I just know I love music. I didn't know. I just knew I was gonna be entertaining.
So, did the game choose you, or did you choose the game?
I say both. You know, I chose the game, but the game put me in at the same time. You know,
no, that's real. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's like you knocked on the door, and
it was on.
And that motherfucker opened, and you didn't realize that shit that was coming with it, but it was already in you.
It took a long time to, like, you know, get to the door, but when I got there, it opened, you know, so.
Did you used to see yourself in the mirror the same way everybody else did, or did you see yourself in the mirror first before everybody else did?
I see myself first. My mom and my dad saw it first, my little brother, so. They was already pumping me up to go, you know, really get on it. So I was already in college at that point, though, when I really, like, got on.
So hold on, you really that much of a late bloomer?
Bro, I'm a late bloomer.
This is breaking news.
I was in college. I was going to Cerritos, and then I went to Compton because I was going to do EMT.
Oh, okay.
You know, I kept changing my major. I did business at first.
Hold on. You wanted to fuck with the blood? You wanted to pull up to the scenes like that and save people's lives?
I wanted to be a firefighter.
Oh, you was trying to run into a blazing building.
So you got to, yeah, man, I wanted to do that. So you got to go through EMT, you got to get your EMT first and give you a better chance, you know. I was on all that shit. But at the same time, I was doing music.
But ain't that crazy? Your same premonition, your same gut instinct that you used to become something you wanted to do ended up helping you become what you are today.
That's crazy.
It's the same hunger. It's like you just satisfied it a different way, and the universe still works.
Right. But now I know, like, you know, I love music too, but, like, I know that's not where I'm stopping at. You feel me? I feel like I'm about to do way more than music.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Man, I got some movies, bro. I want this movie.
See, something that I realize when people perform, when they actually make it a full musical scene, and I mean, like, a full art development, like, there's somebody really directing shit, choreographer, when all that's to that work and they invest in themselves, you can only see more things for them. And my first time ever seeing you perform was at the BET Experience. Mm-hmm. You brought out Tommy the Clown. The crowd went fucking nuts.
Rocco the Clown.
Lace me.
Shout out to both of them. You know, they both big clowns out here in LA.
Yeah,
Rocco from Compton. So we got, like, ties, you know, deeper than the dancing and stuff. So I had to call him up, and he just provided me with, like, such a blessing. You know, the kids was great. We did rehearsals. We did everything. We had fun. We ate together. They got to meet, like, all the rappers, you know. So it was just fun for them. So that was the, like, blessing in it. That was the whole point of it. Like, let me give y'all a taste of what this is like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That was the whole point.
And then at the same time, let's entertain. Like, I hate regular just performances. I love being entertained. Whether that's your body movement or if that's you got somebody coming out, like Summer Walker brought out the stripper pole. You know, like, all this crazy stuff. Like, even Rucci, he got the dog out.
Right, right.
You know, that's
no, Rucci stuck with me. One Take J stuck
exactly.
with me.
Like, that's gonna be the one.
Kaylin for real stuck with me. Like, yeah, like exactly. I left the BET experience. Like, man, I've been sleeping on my hometown music, fucking for real.
LA crazy.
Like, man, I'm fucking up. I swear to God, I started looking up LA playlists on Spotify. I started tapping in with my DJ folks. I'm like, bro, what the fuck have I been missing?
You know, it's scary when I first, and I only been in the game for a year, right? It made a year January. 2020 mid-year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So when I first got in the game, A&Rs was telling me, like, we want to take you out of the West Coast sound, you know they want to take you out the West Coast sound. And now, like, West Coast sound is it.
Yeah,
like, we made it our own. We all got different lanes.
You know, it's funny because I was in a Kamaya interview a couple weeks ago. Shout out Kamaya.
Yeah, indeed. Shout out.
So actually, I interviewed her this weekend at Slap Summit in SAC.
I just saw her in San Francisco, man. We was at the studio.
Bruh.
Empire Studio.
I don't want to talk about it, but I do. You got her on the track? Because I was just thinking that'd be a monster track y'all two work together.
Not yet. We talked about a track, though. We talked about one, so.
Oh, okay.
I just met her, like, for real, like...
But she hella cool,
3 weeks ago. She hella cool. I just met she 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
We was out there together, so. Yeah, she hella cool. I met her twice, but, like, really talked to her 3 weeks ago. So, we talked about tracks. I told her, man, like, we got to get one in. I think she with it, man.
Something she was bringing up is that I don't want to dig too much into her story because I want her to tell it for y'all on Contrast or Cut. But she was talking about pretty much her situation of, you know, people bought into her, invested into her for her sound, and they weren't using her for her sound. They had a different plan for her. And her whole thing is that, you know, how does it feel to be rich? Is really, you know, that wave of sound, that party sound, and that slapper.
That's a banger.
And you feel me? That was a, it just, you know, it made a timeless joint.
Yeah.
And she steered away from it. Like she said, well, shit, like I said, I ain't trying to talk too much. But she dropped away from all major artists on the West Coast on the whole album, walked away from the project to start her own shit.
That's bullshit, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, like I said, shout out to Kamaya, you know. I think she got a whole different sound too. I think she bring a lot to the table, just as well as
you do.
Not even just me. It's a lot. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot going on West Coast street, and I didn't even realize it. When I went to the Bay, I didn't meet all type of artists. Shout out to Sansu. I didn't meet all type of artists like from the Bay, and it was like, damn, man. Then Sweetie came out around the same time. Sweetie just came out. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
she was coming
out,
so it's like, damn, okay, the West coming.
And
you
then
know,
her came
just,
out,
man.
Vallejo.
Oh yeah, bro.
She from Vallejo.
I didn't even know that, bro. I swear to God, I seen her on the shade room, that Mari thing or something, when she was singing. Was that really her?
Yeah. Bro, she got vocals. Like,
bro, I just heard a song with her on YG. My cousin just put me on. Shout out to Baby. He just put me on.
Yeah, Slide. That Slide joint go crazy. But
they just put me on her.
I seen her on tour with Bryson Tiller years ago. Bryson Tiller. Like, I was...
Damn, how long she been out?
Bruh, I seen Bryson Tiller in 2014, bruh. It was at the Greek Theater. It was Set It Off. He had people coming out. Set It Off and sent an artist out.
That Mari show, we should have known she was going to be a big star. Remember, she was
Man, bruh, she came out like Aaliyah, bruh. But her energy was out of this world. And it was just so subtle. It was that focus joint.
You say that, I got to go see it, man. Because I love Aaliyah.
Bruh. You know what? That's funny. That's funny. I ain't even got to ask about influence because I was. If you don't listen to her, then you fucking sleeping number one. But you can hear the influence. It's the melodies.
I listen to all oldies.
Like, to a degree, bro. I said this to JP earlier. Shout out my folks, JP. I was like, man, she like a female version of like Ty Dolla $ign with her melodies, with the way she carry things, like that. Like, you have that. And it's just, you know, I appreciate music.
That's
I be digging in, bruh. And shit, bro, I promise you, bro, I got your shit on here. Me and my wife be slapping your shit. I'm not even trying to be on no groupie shit. It's just real shit.
And I appreciate that, though. I don't be taking it like that either when people, like, express to me. I had this one girl. She was like, I love your music. And, man, I don't even want to be telling you. Like, if you like, man, look, I don't be feeling like... You know, like, you on some goofy shit. I could tell. You could tell when somebody really fuck with your shit.
Yeah.
So, like, we be driving and shit. She be singing and shit word for word. I be like, all right, you was telling the truth. Like,
bruh, do you be joining in like it's a duet? Or you
yeah,
be like,
I do.
You be,
I'm
oh,
not,
okay.
I'm really not that type of person. I'm really not, man. I just love, and people, I hate that sometimes people be scared to ask for a picture. Or, like, you know, like, they would be acting like they would be groupies.
Bruh,
they
I could testify
me.
To this, bruh.
They did me.
Because you was walking, right? And I just heard that you had to finish your Empire thing because you did the Empire sign at the BET Experience. Mm-hmm. You had just finished. And I was like, fuck. I didn't get a chance to, like, meet her and shit. She just performed. I was blown away. I stopped you while you was walking with your folks. And you stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me a little picture and signed it. And we took a picture.
See, that's love. You been fucking with me. I could cuss.
Yeah, it's all good. It's contrast
like
a cup.
Wow, man, that's lovely.
Oh yeah, no,
I appreciate that, man.
Bro, like when you hear certain things, you gotta gravitate to it. Because
I'm happy you didn't just give up on me, like, you know.
Oh no, hell you no. Know. Shit, I go through 10,000 no's to get them fucking 10 yeses. I don't give a fuck. What the hell you gonna tell me no?
Yeah, cause everybody be like, man, you gotta drop. Come on, drop. I need you to drop more consistently. It's like, I got y'all, man. Look, that year I had to get a lot of shit together, you know.
Right.
My first year in. Let me adjust to all this. I know the game now. I've been learning. Been
it's
reading.
A blueprint.
I've been reading, man. I'm ready. Like, this year I'm about to drop. Give back. You know all the love I get, I want to give back this time.
You know, one thing that did stick with me when I saw you is that you had your whole family with you. It was like a family affair.
Yeah,
I got,
man, I want everybody to make money, man.
I got family first tatted on me.
That's what I want everybody to make
like,
money.
Like, it's big with me. And so it's like, do you ever get tired of them?
Nah, you know. I do. Listen, I ain't even gonna cut, man. They be getting on my nerves. But it's love. It's like that we been like this before the music. So it's like, it brought us closer, you know? I can honestly say the music brought everybody closer.
Because you putting people on. It's not like
and it's like right now, yeah, right now, look, last year we planted seeds. You know, my aunt do hair. Shout out to her. My cousin sell hair. She sell all type of stuff. All that beauty. And my auntie got my face right. You know, she got the facial. So I take them with me everywhere. So I'm getting the treatment. You know what I'm saying? Before I perform, I'm getting the treatment. And I'm getting it from them. So...
Now, at a discount.
People see that. You know what I'm saying? And now they taking to it. Like, okay, we want to hire you for this. Like, and it's love. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah,
let
no.
them seeds, you know, put your people in position and let it flow.
But, you know, something I realized, and maybe this is just from experience and talking to people,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to spend too much time watering other people's gardens without watering your own first.
Exactly. So I'm telling, like, that's why you got to get yourself in position now. We're going to do this now.
And then, yeah, continue.
We all make our own bag.
Yeah, y'all gonna bloom together.
Exactly.
It's nothing like having 7 bags instead of 1.
I don't want to be the only one with a, trust me, I don't want to be the only one with the bag.
Man.
I don't like that type of pressure.
Like, don't you know the mafia movies? The people that wasn't eating and breaking bed was the people that was finna set up and rob them?
Exactly. I don't want that type of pressure. Look, I want you to get everything you deserve.
That's the right way. No, I appreciate you. You need flowers for that. You need big roses.
No, you know, I just want everybody to have their flowers. I'm not even gonna cap like for this. Like, it's just, that's just really how I feel. That's why.
Nah,
we
exactly.
gonna continue to. Look, I'm telling you, I'm buying hair salons. I'm what we need.
Yep. No, bruh, it's
yours,
important, bruh,
need, it's yours.
That you understand capitalism. You understand how to really be financially smart with your money and your time.
Yeah, I could have been brought, you know, chains and like that. I like what boy was saying. Me feel artists. You know, I always felt like that, but I don't say it. But I need to be taking care of ours right now. We don't gotta buy chains and all that right now.
Man, bro, like, there's something that people get the game fucked up is that they get so caught up in the American dream that they forget about the pursuit of happiness.
Exactly.
And I know I hit that shit cliche and corny as fuck, but it's real.
Yeah, it's like, that's why you don't be wanting to say it, because it's okay, it sounds corny. It's like, man, but it's the truth. In some people's parts, it's the truth.
No, sometimes I be saying my little philosophical shit around some real gangsters, and they look at me funny, and then I have to break it down again, and then it be like, okay, little bruh. All right, little bruh. You made sense there, but shit, you had me like, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh,
Nah, that's
man,
real
we
shit.
Faded, we faded, you know. We tell the truth, man.
always, bro. I mean, shit, I wear it on my sleeve, man.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, let me ask you this. You know, I know they real mad I made it, but I'm so glad they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
That bar always stuck to me, like, because I be fucking feeling like that, bro.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was the moment where you feel like, you know, I'm here, I made it? Like, you know, that bar stuck to you, it grew with you.
When I found my sound, like, when I got comfortable as an artist, it was like, man, okay, I'm in there. I know me now, like, I'm ready to go. Like, cause before I was struggling with figuring out me, you know? Like, you got to get to know yourself, you know? So, when I knew, like, man, I got this shit down packed. Like, it's over with. I'm writing down packed. I'm doing all this. It's over with.
How many pages you had to rip out before you was like, I can't rip them out no more. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding on here now. It's sticking.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I just showed my age again. How many notes did you have to delete?
You know, I had a Cam, shout out to my brother Cam, man. He know. I was at FedEx working security, bro. And I was like, man, I'm done with this music, man. I ain't about to keep doing this shit. I deleted the whole mixtape I had. I'm talking about MP3s. Notes, songs I had written, I deleted all of it. Started over and came up with Princess Diaries. And that's no cap.
Man, that's so crazy.
And that was a year worth of work, bro.
The influence of deleting.
Because I didn't want that side of me no more. I was like, man, look, get it together. That ain't it. Shit was probably weak to me. I don't know. And I just sat there and I got comfortable with my craft, man.
You manifested. That's something I'm big on. Like, something I did to help change my own damn life is manifest.
All those songs I did was manifesting. I ain't had shit. Like, I ain't hopping in no Lambo. It's manifesting. Like, this is what I'm about to have.
And then the energy, like, you felt that shit. It was like, bro, you fucking deserve it.
I still feel it. You know, I still feel it, you know. It's still a working process.
Because, you know, if you don't feel it, bro, then you feel like, oh, you's a one-hit wonder type shit. And don't nobody ever want to have that fucking reality. Versus when you have fucking melodies like you do, it's no excuse.
Yeah, for sure. See, with Princess Diaries, I didn't go into radio. I went into a deeper, you know.
But the radio picked it up.
They did. But we was talking, you know, we like, you know, come on, get fun on your tracks. Come on, like, bring it to the club. I said, say less. I hit for a couple, like, 1 month, 2 months. I had one EP done. I was going to drop December 6th. I was like, I don't want that one no more. Like, I'm going to San Francisco. Let's get it in. Kilo, like, come on, you got to get some more tracks. Let's do some more. Like, we going to go out there. That's when I met Kamaya. That's when I met Money Man out there. And guess what? I damn near did 2 projects out there.
You That's felt like no, you was no, trapping no. all night in I the studio? Like,
yes, I did no sleep. I didn't care about eating. I'm in there. He like, what you want? Rocking them like, what you want? What you want to eat, man? All right, man, look, just give me some watermelon, some juice, and okay, now let's order some pizza. Like, other than that, I'm in there.
I'm not trying to think about that shit. I'm focused on what I'm here for.
I'm in there, you know? And I did actually 2 whole projects in 3 days.
And they had to remind you to eat.
Yeah, because I'm working. That's how I get. I'm trying to stop getting like that, man, where I get in the zone. I'm just working. Like, I don't be sleeping.
Bro, I'm
I don't be trying to go out like my like Rocky be wanna go out. Like, let's go hit this. I'm like, man, I don't wanna go out right now, man. I don't wanna go there. I don't wanna go to the club. I don't wanna do this. You know, I pop out to the city, go to Compton, whatever, but other than that, I don't wanna be out until I'm done with what I'm trying to do.
Right, right. You wanna feel like you arrived.
Yes, and I feel like that. I feel like that now. Like, I feel like the EP is about to be.
You hit some destinations, but you still waiting to feel like you really arrived.
Yeah, and this time I took full control of this project. You know, I took full control. Like, look, nah, we need this to sound like this. I need this to be like this. Took full control of my shit, you know. Nobody took control before, but before, I was listening to a lot of opinions around. And that's good to a certain extent.
Because, no, you leading up to my question. You segue this shit. Who's your core listening group? You make something, who's something that you like, all right, that's pass or that's trash?
Oh, yeah. My mind, because they going to tell me the real. They going to tell me
no yes
ass.
Man.
I don't have
no yes woman.
I swear to God, I have no yes men around me.
That's
my
important.
Dad, for a while, he was telling me my shit was weak. Like in November, he like, man, get to this. Get to this right here. Do this song, right? Do this type of song. So, it's Rock, you know, Kilo, my mom. My mama the one. She gon'. I don't like it. She ain't even gonna let you finish the.
She give you the 15 seconds. She ain't like, hell no.
I don't like that. Okay, that was cool, but I don't like it. You know. Rock and Kilo, they tell me not do it again. But she gonna get into detail of why she don't like this. And she gonna be disgusted with it. Like, like, you gotta fix that part. Like,
man,
I
it's
love
a
it.
Family affair.
I love it because she don't do that to me too often. She love the songs. You feel me? She like, oh, this is the one.
She stamped it.
She snapped the EP, bro. So then my boy Camry, that's who I was working with, my coworker, who ended up being more like a best friend to me. So I sent it to him because he going to be like, that's cool. It's all right. I like this one better. Like,
and
that's why we gonna put, man, it's quality over quantity.
For real.
It's quality over quantity.
People don't know, Lil Wayne used to go through 300-400-500 songs before he selected his 12 songs.
That's me, bro. I'm going through 100 and some songs right now.
But,
I'm not...
you know, he developed that so that where he raps the way he does, you know, it developed into something way bigger than what he thought he was doing back then.
That's what I'm saying. It's three different type of artists to me in the game. Like, people that perfect their craft and really take time and, you know, they doing rehearsals, they doing all this. And no discredit to no artists. It is three different type of artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's these artists, that they love the hype. So they love the game. It's just fun. Whatever works for them right now. And then it's that artists that really don't care for the money at all, don't care for none of it. They just love the craft, which go back to artist one, right?
Right.
But then it's still three different type of artists.
And
then you got the artists that's all three.
See.
Literally, like, if you really look at all these artists out here, it's really those type of artists out here.
See, it's funny because I have my own little perception on the triple threat. I feel like they have to have personality, like characteristics about them that make them stand out. Number one,
that's a different whole different.
Like
sure.
that's not beauty. That's not like I trip out on Lizzo because she embodying her character and being herself and everyone's loving it. Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, characteristic number one. Number two is stage presence, mm-hmm. and number three, you have to have talent.
Yeah.
Like.
But see, these days isn't just all about talent. It's like sometimes it's just like whatever works for that person.
So you feel like talent's false hope or overrated?
No, I feel like talent is definitely needed for sure, or this whole game gonna go left, like, you know.
Yeah, these machines or something.
But
else,
thank God we have some talent though. You know, we have talent. It is a lot of talented artists out here, so thank God for that.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. The West Coast, shit. Bro, even world music, I tripped out.
Yeah, like,
20 years ago,
bro,
they wasn't slapping
Detroit.
Fucking...
And Detroit, Sada Baby, bro.
Man, Detroit wasn't getting no love, like...
Shout out to OG Louie because they just put me on Sada Baby, like...
Sada Baby go crazy.
It was an unreleased song, which they just dropped it. I gotta get the name together. But when I tell you he ripped that thing, it was crazy.
Bro, I be gassing. Like, a lot of my folks is in the Bay, in Detroit are a lot alike.
Oh, it's called Perks. I mean, you get done, you get a link to it.
Hell yeah. Man, no, the listeners got to know about it. If you say you stamped this shit.
I'm stamping that for sure.
What decade of music is your favorite? Because you 90s. Could tell you got to be the 90s.
The 90s and the 2000s, early 2000s. Like, I love, like, Nelly, Dilemma, but then I'm, like, I'm such a Drew Hill fan. 112. I'm telling y'all, love Cisco. I just posted that little Cisco song yesterday. People was like, I love Jaheim, Aaliyah, Brandy, Monica still my top three. I even love Marsha Brochus from Flow Dream. She just dropped up in, like, 2011.
Fuck with Dave Hollister?
Who's that?
You sleeping.
I am sleeping.
90s. R&B hits.
Well, thank God there's nobody today. So I'm going to say, why would you do that to me?
Man, no. I be a music head. Because you was naming off certain heads. I was like, no, I listen to that.
Okay, if I hear a song, I guarantee you I probably won't know it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He was on the Parkers. He played on the Parkers in the band.
The
Show the Parkers, Monique.
Yeah.
Remember they did like church scenes?
shit.
My teacher was
I just know he sings, bruh, and his music go crazy.
Yeah, okay.
I can't remember what group he for. I know he got the Chicago 1984 album or something like that.
I know this is off topic, but have you ever like listened to like Madea plays? Like,
of course.
Okay, you remember Craig Lewis Band?
Craig Lewis Band.
I don't remember.
That sounds familiar.
Man, they sing like Whitney Houston. One sing like Whitney Houston and one sing like Life Jennings.
See, I wish Life Jennings was still relevant. I'm...
Oh, don't do that.
Bruh, Stick Up Kid was my shit.
I just talked to him too and I was so happy. Cause that's somebody I really listen to.
Bruh, Stick Up Kid was my shit. He influenced me to catch a case. I ain't trying to put blame on him. That was my ass still jumping out, but
man,
shit.
Man, that whole project when he first got out of jail, remember the guitar?
Man. That was eclectic. That was a timeless project.
That's so timeless.
I saw him perform at the House of Blues on Sunset. Man, that's nostalgic alone because they ain't got it no more. They got some high rise building over there now.
Okay, yeah, because we was over there. We was looking for it. He had Ranch.
Across the street. Mm-hmm. He had a Guapale. You ever listen to Closer to My Dreams?
That put me in the mood to all the time. That's my go to song.
So what's the ritual for you to write? What's your ritual now? What you trapped 48 hours in the studio? What's the process?
Actually, when we was out there, shout out to Reese Beats. He did that song with Kalani and Keisha Cole. Reese Beats, he produced it.
My friend shot the video. He was the DP, director of photography.
Okay. He you tied in. So see, that's what I'm saying. He actually
shout out Blue Pig.
I had him come through and he cooked the beat like from scratch. So we started like. Three songs we did from scratch, me and him. So it was just like, he just told me to talk about something and I would hum something and he would start playing with like the piano. Like it was like all type of ways. But it's just randomly like me mumbling. I always mumble first and just get the tune out my head. Like, and then I put melody. Words to it. Yeah. I always just sit there and I listen first. Like, even if I have no sound, I could still just, okay, what topic? Like stuff literally just pops up in my head.
It's almost like when you ain't got the basketball and you're practicing.
Yeah, like, so even when I'm at home, I write in my notes. Like, that's all I got in my notes is, like, lyrics and stuff. I need to go upgrade my phone.
Bro, I'm on the same hike.
But see,
I'd be embarrassed to take out my old phone.
All these is just notes. I just be... Gosh. All day. I don't even have no storage. So, like, I'll go in there and I'll put, like, these words with a random beat or something to see how it sounds.
And then you find something greater and then pull it.
Yeah, but I love... cooking from scratch. Problem was the first person I really cooked from scratch with as far as like the beat and stuff, and then it was Reese. So,
history.
Yeah, Problem made us a beat from scratch like literally in 5 minutes. It was quick.
Damn.
But that was like, how do we do that?
Shit, for real. No, I be tripping out sometimes when these motherfuckers be cooking them that fast.
Yeah.
They get their leads.
The mood, I swear, when the mood is right, like, everybody vibing and chilling, it's so easy to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So easy.
How you loop it and boop, 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 it's done.
It's super easy.
So, we got a lot of shit to be happy about, a lot of shit you juiced about. What you most excited for 2020?
I'm really excited for my first concert.
Your first concert. Your headline?
Yeah, like my concert. I never had a concert. Like I always come out to like Taylor's show feature. Or One Take. Yeah, like you know, sometimes a open or just coming out on a set, you know, just one, like a 2 minute pop out, like but it's different when it's your concert. Like they're here for you. Like you're the main focus.
Right.
So hopefully I think we're supposed to do it either at the Roxy, but I'm trying to go a little bigger maybe. So I don't wanna tell y'all too much, but the Roxy okay. For sure. I would love to actually sell out the Roxy. I've been actually taking my time because I want to sell out. Like I don't want to have a show and not sell out. Like I think your first show you should always sell out.
So after you sell out your first show, does that mean tour's coming up next?
Yeah, so a tour, we might be doing a tour before my show. Like I know that don't make sense, but it's not like my tour. You know I might pop out on somebody's tour.
Oh, so you jump on the leg.
Yeah.
I've seen you on a couple.
Yeah, man. Shout out to G Perico. And Mozzie. Shout out to Mozzie too.
Man. Shit, and the winning team. I've seen you on the road with them before.
Vino had me at both of his shows out here too. Shout out to my brother Dino, man. We rehearsed.
Man, you over there tied in.
Yeah, we actually rehearsed. Like, he's like, come on, we got rehearsal. I'm like, shit, say less.
Hey, you know, something that told me, this motivational speaker, he was like, in life, you have to start rehearsing things. You have to start seeing it, like, manifesting to a degree. But you got to rehearse the way you're going to do things. You actually got to look in the mirror. It's more than just, like, talking. You got to make sure you look cool while you're talking. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
And then it's funny how it translates to music, that the best performances are rehearsed. The best things on TV are rehearsed. You know, the most money made in the industries.
Yeah, practice makes perfect. Whatever you're doing.
Facts.
There's no harm in learning.
Big facts. Let me get back to my questionnaire, because I get the fucking off topic. What's one person all time, dead or alive, that you would like to speak or get advice from?
Ooh. Like, celebrity or like family? It don't matter.
It's integrated for you to choose.
No cap. I want to talk to... I don't know if this is my top one, though. I'm gonna name a few. Like, I wanna talk to, like, I for sure wanna talk to Alicia Keys. I don't know what it is. I feel like she always gives the best. When I seen her at the Grammys, did you see her speech through her song?
Yeah.
But anyways,
bruh, she's magical, bruh.
And dead, I would say my nana. You know, rest in peace.
Okay.
And my mom, I always talk to my mom. Like, I talk to my mom about everything.
Dang. That's so crazy. You put her in the top three. And she's still accessible.
Oh yeah.
That's, you know, boy, that's really great to hear. Cause a lot of people don't like giving respect to their parents.
And I give respect to both all the time.
It's in the Bible.
And my little brother, when you ain't getting on my nerves.
Alright, when was the last time you were pulled over?
Last time I got pulled over was like 2017.
Damn, 3 years ago?
Yeah, or 2018. Well, in 1 year, I got pulled over like 4 times, so it was just really terrible. So thank God, 3 years ago. Me and my bro, Roscoe, I don't know, they just pulled us over right there on Wilmington and Alondra.
Okay, okay.
By Louisiana. They was actually chasing somebody, and they couldn't get to them, so they just pulled us over.
Scandalous.
Right by Compton Airport, actually. I was so irritated.
They was like, as a consolation, we finna pull y'all over because we can't catch up.
Yeah, so it was like 4 of us in the car. You know how that go.
Hell yeah. Everybody got to get out, sit down.
Yep.
Get searched.
Got out. They had our hands on the, you know, the front. It's all hot. Mm-hmm.
They take out all your shit and put it on the hood.
Man, I hate when they, like, a smart ass. Like, bro.
Bro, why so many of them do that? Like, they be having short man syndrome.
Actually, you know what? No cap. When I went to the city, right? So I went to the Orms, I went to Compton, whatever. And I'm sitting outside or whatever. Police always make me nervous. So the police truck, you know, they pull in there, they come bother everybody, and they pull out. She pulled in. She was like, "You, come here." I'm like, "Who?" She like, "You." I'm like, "Me."
What the fuck I do?
Yeah, like, what I do? So I walked over there. I'm like, "Yeah." I was nervous. My heart was like in my back. Like, she like, "I didn't want to meet you. Like, I went to the Mozzie show, and I came when you had a block party, and I didn't get to meet you. I've been wanting to meet you, because, you know, I'd be having, like, giveaways at the park."
Yeah, no, you're Mozzie. Big in the community.
So, yeah, she, like, I pulled up, and, like, they said you were gone, so I'm just so happy that you're, like, she was low-key, like,
a fan.
Cool as shit, but.
Yeah. You had a, yeah.
But she was cool. Like,
shout out to
cool.
Lil Wayne and Bobby V.
Yeah, she was fine as shit, though. She was cool, though.
Nah, that's fine.
Oh, and a cop asked my dad for, like, a Princess of Compton hoodie. He got pulled over. He had a hoodie on.
Ain't that, like, bribery? Ain't that out of pocket?
I don't know.
They trying to hustle. They was like, "No, I'm tired of seeing y'all. I know I seen y'all."
And they always hustle.
They trying to get the most. For real, for real.
It's love. You know, it's love. Look, I still be nervous.
Man, for real, for real.
It's too much shit going on.
No, that's the realest shit ever. I ask everybody because a lot of people are in a situation and they don't know what to do. lot of people don't get the advice, and we're still standing. We able to laugh and talk about it, and motherfuckers put themselves in situations. Exactly. And so I ask everybody. I got judges, attorneys, all type of motherfuckers I've interviewed, and I ask them for the perspective, because, you know, everybody, at the end of the day, when them red and blue lights come on, it's them against us. Like, there's great officers, and there's a whole bunch of this bullshit that's going on.
And the power, they know the power, you know, so.
Yeah, power trip like a motherfucker. They got the ability to lie to you on the reason why they pulled you over. And we can't even lie to them.
That's why it's just knowledge is power. Like, it's just important to.
I say knowledge is power. Using your power is a super. I mean, using your knowledge is a superpower.
Yeah, because you, when you know things, you, man, everything different, I swear. Because just like I said, now that I know the game, everything is different. So knowledge is power. Like, just knowing. That's what's going to make you say, knowing.
Real talk. Yeah,
that's the fuck.
What's your favorite food?
For sure, pasta and crab legs. Mm. I love seafood.
When you go into the restaurants, do you be like looking in the back of the kitchen to see how it's be going? Or do you just like mellow out and wait till your food come out?
I be chilling. I don't bother them. I do not bother them people. I let them cook. Everybody cook. Because I don't want nobody. You know, people get aggravated.
So, I have this thing called Trading Places. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie with Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd. Eddie Murphy's like a homeless guy living in the streets, and Dan Aykroyd's like this stock broker, rich person, and they trade their lives. Mm-hmm. Or Freaky Friday. A lot of young people know Freaky Friday. Yeah,
see? I know Trading Places, but I don't remember it. Like, I just watched Boomerang, bro. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, needless to say, I have a Trading Places segment, Freaky Friday segment, however you want to digest it. And, you know, it takes these people lives and switch them and see what the outcome would be if we trade them and talk about it. So I got Gordon Ramsay trading places with Dave Chappelle. So now we got Gordon Ramsay is now the ultimate comedian, screenwriter, producer. Mm-hmm. And then we got Dave Chappelle as the ultimate chef that pops it off and says it's raw. Smashes that shit. Got hella TV shows everywhere. I mean, it's the same type of format, but it's so different. Mm-hmm. Do you think it'll work?
First of all, I'm high as shit. And it's your fault, right? I'm high because of you.
I plead the fifth. I don't know what she's talking about.
So,
yeah, let your imagination run.
Man, because you just said some shit. I think it would. Can Dave Chappelle cook? I don't know.
So rumor has it you can cook.
Somebody else. Like, let's trade places with somebody else. Who can we think of?
You know what? You think it? Shit. I normally have it at the end. I say, you got any questions for me? But you beating me to the punch.
I'm sorry. Because I really want to think of that one. I just don't know.
I had Big Rich on here a couple weeks ago. I was in Frisco. Actually, I was back there last week. And I was like, Donald Trump and Tupac trading places.
Yeah, okay, see, that's...
And it was like, no, they was like, it would work. Because Tupac go crazy as a president. Can you imagine? And then Donald Trump as a rapper, he'd be gassing.
I actually wasn't thinking of it like that. But no, I think it worked on Tupac. Yeah, but I don't think it would work.
You don't think Donald Trump could have been a Mac Miller?
No. No,
on some Eminem shit.
Hell no, do not disrespect them like that. He is not.
But he got the same gifts though. You feel me?
Like what? Always like.
Shit.
I think Obama could be a rapper.
Yeah, that's on my ass, Big D. I said Obama and some... Man, you gonna have me start talking about other episodes. Y'all gotta listen to them on y'all own. So, you got any questions for me? I'm gonna ask you now.
All right. Who's your all-time favorite rapper?
All-time favorite rapper. E-40?
Oh.
E-40.
Hey, did you ever see Three Strikes?
Of course. Brian Hooks is from Bakersfield.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
He'll actually be a guest on the show whenever the fuck he get off tour. But shout out Brian Hooks. I ain't say nothing negative. I was just talking, just joshing. But yeah, hell yeah, bruh. E-40 is my favorite artist. I mean, my older sister, like, she introduced me to, like, rap music. Mm-hmm. My stepdad. My father passed when I was 4. My stepdad, he ain't listening to rap music like that. He was an old white honky type motherfucker.
So, to my dad. That's all he listened to.
So my sister would play Snoop and 40, and that's all I listened to growing up. And I was like, well, if I got to pick one, it's going to be 40, and then number two would be Snoop.
That's what you grew up on, too, so it makes sense. Uh-huh. Shout out to Snoop, man. Uncle Snoop.
Icon.
Show love plenty of times.
Hell yeah. What's the name of the EP, or you ain't giving that up?
I would give it to you if I knew.
She said she don't even know.
I don't know.
Like, yeah, you gonna talk anything about it? Features, anything?
I'm not putting no features really. I only have one feature, and it's my boy King, T.I.U. T.I.U. Get the hook for me. So I really didn't want to do no features.
So it's all hard. Body of you.
The song so damn hard. I had to put my boy.
You couldn't deny it.
I couldn't deny it. But you know, we working on the tape right after this, so. Less than a month, probably like a month and like 2 weeks, I'm gonna drop something else.
So you went from I'm working to now I'm gonna flood it.
Yeah, I'm gonna flood it 2 months apart. 2 months.
Where can they follow you at?
Instagram. Uh-huh. AZJAH _, and then Twitter official Asia. That's it. AZJAH. Shout out to my boy, man. Appreciate you for having me, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I appreciate coming. Y'all can follow me, DJ Wine Dollars, like I won some money. It's Contrast Uncut, episode 22 with Asia. Man, look out for her new music, bro. Like, yeah, she the next wave. She competing.
Come in March, man. Come in March. Can't get y'all a date yet, but I got
March y'all. Madness is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to name right there.
All right. We out this motherfucker.